wonderful products from Californian Beverages. Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. And also get our SIM card to experience the same fiber speed on the move with Liquid Data on the go. Call 400 or visit the nearest Liquid Telecom outlet to get started. Liquid Data on the go. Now that's speed. Terms and conditions apply. The Hot FM News.
President Hichilema reaffirms commitment to improving business environment. Oxfam urges government to provide alternative land for Chandichu acid spill victim. And UK says Israel must not retaliate against Palestinian faces push. These are your top stories at 12 hours.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipan.
Good afternoon. Here's news in detail. President Hakainde Hichilema has reaffirmed government's commitment to improving Zambia's business environment to attract more investment and create jobs for citizens. Speaking at State House during a courtesy call by First Quantum Minerals, FQM, and a delegation of international investors and analysts from Western countries, President Hichilema said government has implemented a number of reforms in the mining sector over the past 4 years. The head of state has stressed that a conducive business environment is key to boosting production, creating employment opportunities, and driving economic growth.
The government wants to move forward economically and socially. And for us as a country, it is our priority to improve the operating environment, business operating environment, so we can get more investment. Very delighted with the first quantum investment, so we can create jobs, business opportunities, and indeed enhance the presence of the sector of the US, then we can support overall improvements of infrastructure and other things that support investment.
Meanwhile, FQM Chief Executive Officer Christian Pascal said Western investors have shown growing interest in Zambia's mining sector, noting that ongoing reforms and government commitment to stability have improved investor confidence.
We have a group of investors, international investors and analysts that represent the capital markets throughout the Western world and very interested in the long term in First Quantum, but also very interested in Zambia, interested in emerging markets, interested in the theme of copper on the global market today. So we're very honored to host this group. It's a large group, and I'm sure very interested in your comments in terms of what government policy is suggesting. The investments that we've seen in Zambia, I think, is at a record level, given all that's happening in the mining industry at the moment.
Oxfam Zambia has called on government to secure alternative land for residents affected by the February 2025 acid spillage from a tailing dam at Timo Mine Metals in Chandichu. Oxfam Zambia Project Officer for Agriculture, Alexander Mumba, says the compensation being offered to affected farmers ranging between 400 and 3,000 kwacha is inadequate, covering only about 3 months' worth of basic needs. Speaking to Hot FM News, Mr. Mumba has emphasized that a long-term solution is needed. He said since the compensation is not enough, the best approach is to help the farmers secure alternative land so they can begin rebuilding their life.
The effect of that failing of the collapse of the dam basically to affect the livelihood. When you look at the crop damage that happened in Chandichu, it's quite devastating because, you know, primarily in Zambia, the rural communities depend on agriculture. That compensation, I think, is only cut out for about a 2 or 3 month meal for those families. So that compensation wasn't enough. So I think the government can try to look for alternative land for those communities so that they can continue with their livelihood activities.
The National Health Insurance Management Authority, NHIMA, has announced the launch of a pilot program for the instant printing of membership cards aimed at improving efficiency and service delivery under the National Health Insurance Scheme. NHIMA Head of Public Relations, Kim Chetika, said the pilot rollout will enable eligible members to receive their NHIMA membership cards instantly at the point of registration or when accessing NHIS services at accredited healthcare facilities. He has explained that as part of the initiative, NHIMA has introduced a new feature, the inclusion of members' national registration card, NRC numbers, to enhance identity verification. Mr. Chetika has also clarified that both the newly issued instant cards and the previously centrally printed cards remain valid, and there is no need for existing members to replace their current cards.
Both the newly printed instant cards and the centrally printed cards remain valid. Members who have already received centrally printed cards do not need to replace them. The new instant cards include the member's national registration card NRC number, a new feature introduced to enhance member identification, and also the format mode of member identification continues to be biometric, which is our fingerprint, and the member membership card serves as a supplemental identification tool. We urge all healthcare providers and service assistants to recognize both versions of the NHIMA card as valid and to continue offering services to members accordingly.
Government, through the Western Water Supply and Sanitation Company Limited, and with $33.4 million support from the Integrated Small Town Water Supply and Sanitation Program, has improved sanitation in Western Province by constructing 23 modern ablution blocks. In a statement, Minister of Water Development and Sanitation, Colin Ndobo, said the facilities built in Mongo, Kaoma, Jamanga, and Kacheke are located in key market and transit areas, offering safe, clean, and dignified sanitation services to both residents and travelers. He says this project shows how public-private partnerships can deliver lasting solutions that improve lives. Mr. Robo adds that the initiative has created jobs for attendants and cleaners while boosting local communities.
The Hutchison Business News is brought to you by Access Bank, more than bank.
In business news, NG Energy Access has commended government for creating a favorable environment for energy investment. NG Energy Access is the company that is leading efforts in delivering electricity through smart mini-grids to rural areas. The firm is currently working on setting up 71 solar mini-grids in Zambia across five provinces by 2027 that will reach at least 11,000 households with clean electricity. NG Energy Access Country Director, Helen Zulu, says energy reforms initiated by government have made it easier for private sector investment in energy projects.
On a national scale, in Zambia, we're very happy with the commitment that the Zambian government has given us. Three national energy contracts that were created, there's a favorable regulatory condition that has come in, and we're very happy about that. It's making developers' business very simple for those that are in the business. They can accept that it wasn't as easy as it is now. It's so much easier to go into this business and try as much as possible to make our business commercially viable. There's limited local financing because they're coming at a high interest rate.
The news, country news for these messages.
Enjoy uncapped fiber internet at home or at work with Liquid Fiber. You can also get our SIM card to experience the